well, I'll tell
that.
Okay. And what things you've used to wash your face? Oh, look, that ain't been out so long. I mean, it's been out a long time, too. But you, we just washed our face with our hands.
Well, what about a cloth for that? What do you call a cloth for that?
Oh, you call a face cloth now.
And after bath, you dry yourself off with a what?
A dry towel.
Okay. And at the water pipe in the kitchen sink, what do you turn on?
Okay.
What would you call it if it's out in the field?
Well, same thing, hardly out in the field.
Okay. What about on a in a cart or a wagon container
as well? Well, you call that the water keg.
What would you call the thing you turned on?
Wait a minute.
Did you have some, or did you dip it out?
Well, sometimes we did dip it out. With a gourd. Didn't have no difference. Your grandma tell you about that? we had gourds. You know what a gourd is, though.
Mm-hmm.
You used to have some out there. Grandma used to have some.
Did you ever have a keg where you could, just let the water out of the keg?
Yes, sir, we had them. But I don't think we had them when I was coming along. I know we did. Had years later passed by, we had a keg that you know, in a little faucet that we called it on the bottom. Well, in other words, that's where we got the water. When they change, I'm giving it out. And then put a little faucet on the bottom and then you draw it out. See, they said that was unsanitary. You dip in that because most of what it was. God take a dipper or a jar. And most of the time, be a boy, dip in that, drink much water than that, and pour it out, and go back and dip in there again. Now, that wouldn't be sanitary, you know. Well, we didn't know no better. God looks out for fools and babies.
Well, what's the difference
in a hydrant and a faucet? Well, I don't see any difference. There's two different names, I guess.
Is one newer than the other?
No, I don't think so.
What did molasses come in when you bought it a whole lot of it?
We bought it in valves.
Lard.
You said lard?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they bought lard in cans. And buckets. Buckets in cans.
Well, in the winter, when you got running water and you got pipes, sometimes you get real cold. You might say it got so cold the pipes filled.
Yeah, I had a whole lot of that this one.
What happened?
Had somebody down here didn't know how to fix them. I imagine I got about $10 or $15 worth of pipes laying back there. They broke off. They broke up to nothing. Didn't know how to fix them.
Well, what happened to the pipes?
Just got filled. I mean, the water filled. What happened? I was sitting around in here, and I didn't know it was cold as it was. And I got a cutoff valve down there on the edge of the house. And I said, well, I better get up and cut off this water because it's going to be cold. And when I got up to turn on the water, let the water out the pipe, it was all full. So I still cut it off, but it wasn't no good. We were busted because we had it about 5 or 6 or 7 real cold days.
Mm-hmm.